go to Matthew 22. We'll actually go to 21, verse 42. This is the parable where the husbandman kept sending people. And finally they sent his son and they killed his son. So in 41, they say unto him, and then Jesus said that parable, and then they didn't recognize he was talking about them. And then they said unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their season. And Jesus saith unto them, did you never read in the scriptures? What was that?
I can't We started at chapter 21, verse 42.
Jesus saith unto them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation or a people, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees heard this parable, they perceived that he spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. So that's these parables and the next one too were all spoken during that 4-day period between when they're supposed to inspect the lamb before Passover. So now the one we're going to study today. Well, Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come out to the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth and sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go you therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to get the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. Now, from my perspective, in verse 10, the servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they found, bad and good. If that wasn't in the scriptures, I probably would have never been called. And so I'm very thankful that word bad is there. And when the king came in to see, in verse 11, Now, and when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how comest thou in here or hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. And he said to the king, then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. This guy is at the wedding ceremony, which is the purpose of time and space. And they threw him out because he didn't have the wedding garment. And he was speechless because he didn't even know. But we have no excuse. We know what the proper wedding garment is. And that's what we're going to study this morning. So let's go to Jude 23 or something like that. Start in verse 17 of Jude. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. And these mockers, he's writing to believers. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, so we had the wedding, at the wedding itself, the guy was thrown out. Here, we are called to hate the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, what is that? What could it be?
Mixing the gospel.
Hmm?
Mixing Christ with the flesh, putting his name on.
There's a lot of people that are doing that. Anyway, let's look and see what...
Mixing the mind of Christ with your mind.
That's the main one. Let's go to... We're going to look at some... Let's first go to Amos. Verse chapter 4. Amos is in the minor prophets portion after Joel.
Amos which number?
It's chapter 4 of Amos. Unless we know that the warnings and the exhortation of God to the ancient Jews applies directly to us. Otherwise, the Old Testament is just history. So, we're starting verse 4 of chapter 4. Come to Bethel and transgress. At Gilgal, multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven. And proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this liketh you, O ye children of God, of Israel, saith the Lord God. Now, he's mocking them. You understand?
Yeah.
Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven. Proclaim and publish. Proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this liketh you, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord God. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities. That's what I did yesterday. I got clean teeth.
Praise God.
Do you know what cleanness of teeth means?
I thought it meant lack of food.
That's what it means. Okay. It means that you've been in famine. And your teeth haven't had the opportunity to eat food. Doesn't mean having your teeth clean. Anyway, I've given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet you have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the pieces thereupon, and the piece that whereupon it rained not withered. So 2 or 3 cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them. And yet you have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formeth the mountains, and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Now this one in verse 11, I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. And that's the reference to what we've just studied in Jude, where it says,
yeah, so, yeah.
And others have saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire. But even though they were pulled out of the fire, yet they didn't remain faithful.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go to Zechariah, which is right down the street to the right from Amos. Zechariah chapter 3. And he showed me again Joshua, that's really Jesus, Yeshua in Hebrew. He showed me Jesus, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and he stood before the angel. And what happened? How did he get clothed with filthy garments? Because he put on flesh. You understand? Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Again, the same idea that pulling people out of the fire is what we are to do. All right, go back to Jude.
Is this kind of somewhat of a reference to Jesus was tempted in all ways?
Well, the Son of Man, he was had a garment that was a dirty, filthy garment on. That's what, and we have. We have a dirty, filthy garment on because we have the flesh on. That's why the garment can't be spotted by the flesh in any way. Amen.
And the next verse talks about what God does, I think.
Well, we're in verse 22, and some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever and ever. Amen. Now how does he get you to keep this from this happening, or if it's already happening, how does he save you out of it? Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. That's not Jesus doing it. It's us pulling them out of the fire. Some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Do you hate the garment spotted by the flesh? That's why all the scriptures are so incredibly hard. The hard sayings of the scriptures that we've been studying of late. Now let's go back to that parable of Matthew. Matthew 22. Matthew has very long chapters. Verse 12. No, verse 11 and 12. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how comest thou in here, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. This is one of the scariest parables in the Bible. Because if you have any integrity, you'll say, what? More than anything else in the universe, I don't want this garment spotted by the flesh. Now, I don't know if you believe me or not, but to me and everything that I know about Scripture, the garment spotted by the flesh is when you're living by anything except faith. Therefore, your mind must be engaged in order for you to live. Let's look and see what Revelation says about all this. Go to Revelation 3. Ouch. Chapter 3 is the message to the church at Sardis, the first few verses. Anyway, and that's what we're going to study. Or not Sardis yet, Sardis. And the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath seven spirits, that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remaineth that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before me, before God. Remember therefore remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So he's saying even a few don't have the garment. A few whose garment is not spotted by the flesh. I don't know about you, but I want to be among that few. Now let's go to Revelation 16. Well, this is about the vials of wrath. And just start in verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Now the idea of he's keeping his garment means he's always protecting the garment from being spotted by the flesh. Now let's go to Revelation 19. Now let's start in verse 1. I am very messy. After these things, remember what the things were in Revelation 17 and 18? Revelation 17 was the identifying of the Babylon, and Revelation 18 was the destruction of Babylon. And now, since once that destruction of Babylon was over, then comes this. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and their smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped. Now, every time the beasts fall down, then the work is finished. The work that the chapter is talking about. So this is they're falling down because now Jesus Christ is revealed in his purity. His followers have on the right garment. And so, boom. 24 elders and the 4 beasts fall down as dead. But they weren't dead. The 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is ready, is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she would be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And the righteousness of the saints is the righteousness of Christ. But we are called, the bride has made herself ready. It goes on, we can study that scripture, or these scriptures about the garment forever, but I pray that it will cause you to really analyze the scriptures to find out what that garment is. And whether or not you have it on, or if it's your garment spotted by the flesh in any way. That's your homework, if you will. Or if you even believe it. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody have any response? Take it, big guy.